This recording, Ontario 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah, I grew up in Point Edward, and it was a small village where a lot of people were familiar with each other, and there was a good sports program, and I played hockey, and like everybody knew everybody. But being the times in the 60s, I was able to live more of a country life because there was open spaces, and most of the places that we played were in ditches and in wooded areas, climbing trees and chasing birds and that kind of thing. So I really felt blessed that I was able to live that kind of life as a boy should. That is right where the bridges cross the St. Clair River, where we took you. Remember, you were taking pictures. The snowstorm. Well, that's Point Edward. It's a village, and it's totally surrounded by Sarnia. Like Point Edward's never going to grow. It's defined. That's it. Can't get in. It's in Ontario, Canada, and it. You know, we had swimming places like the yacht club. There was a cove there where we always swam when we were kids. We could swim in the river when you became old enough and were strong enough to swim. And, you know, if you like fishing, there was always places to go fishing. And it was so much adventure. So over the years, everything got developed. And just, you know, it's just the way of the land. If there's a vacant piece of property, somebody's going to put a house on it. Somebody's going to put a store there. Somebody's going to make it a parking lot. And I felt, you know, when it was my turn to raise a family, I want my son to be able to, and my daughter, whatever, to be able to have a country type life, to be on the farm, to be able to play and be outside and come home dirty and cut up and just whatever, just go out and live, just have so much fun. And so when it came time to find a place, you know, we ended up out in the country. Now where we live and where the kids grew up is Wyoming, Ontario, which is about 15 minutes from where I grew up. And it's a nice little community. I'm not in the town. I'm outside the town, about 7 kilometers. And that's where the kids went to school, and that's where all their friends are. And they've had a pretty good life being out in the country.